From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris, and we begin with the story of a terrorism suspect from Somalia. It's a case that may represent a new model for the Obama administration when it comes to national security. Ahmed Warsami was picked up at sea. For 2 months, he was interrogated by intelligence officials on a U.S. Navy vessel. Then, law enforcement agents came in to question him. This week, the FBI flew him to New York. There, he will face trial in a civilian court on charges that could send him to prison for life. NPR's Carrie Johnson has our story.
The allegations against Ahmed Warsami, 9 charges of material support to terrorist groups, weapons offenses, conspiracy, are overshadowed by what his case says about the Obama administration and the politics of national security. First, the politics. Here's Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell on the Senate floor today.
It is truly astonishing that this administration is determined to give foreign fighters all the rights and privileges of U.S. citizens, regardless of where they are captured.
For almost 2 years, McConnell says, Republicans in Congress have been asking the White House for answers about what it would do with captives picked up outside the battlefield in Iraq and Afghanistan. And with Warsami, lawmakers like McConnell have an answer, one they don't like very much.
It is not necessary to bring or continue to harbor these terrorists within the United States. The infrastructure is already in place to handle these dangerous individuals at Guantanamo.
But the Obama administration hasn't sent any new detainees to the facility in Guantanamo Bay, and it isn't likely to do so.
This is Matthew Waxman. I'm a law professor at Columbia Law School and former Pentagon advisor on detention issues. If there's an Obama administration model, it's that the government should have an array of legal tools available and should use them in combination on a case-by-case basis with some flexibility.
Tools such as indefinite detention under the laws of war, military commission trials, and trials in ordinary criminal courts. Administration sources say they sent Warsami to face justice in New York because the legal options are better there. Again, Waxman.
As opposed to taking their chances with military commissions, where many of the legal issues remain hotly disputed, and where the government might have a difficult time proving the basic jurisdictional foundation.
The Pentagon, the intelligence community, and the Justice Department reviewed Warsami's record closely, and all of them agreed he should go to a civilian court. David Criss, who helped develop national security policy at the Obama Justice Department, says that process matters a lot.
You need to look at these national security threats from very close up. You need to understand their details and their particulars in order to figure out which tool is the right tool for the job.
Criss first set out that approach in a speech in Washington last year. He likened all the government's options for handling terrorism suspects to a box filled with tools sitting around in the garage.
Where the problem that you're facing or the threat that you're facing looks like a nail, then you want to use the hammer to deal with the nail. Where the threat looks like a bolt, then you need to use a wrench.
And when members of Congress start taking tools away from the White House, Criss says strange things can happen.
I know from my own experience in home repair and improvement that if you use a hammer on a bolt, it can be kind of satisfying in some visceral way because you'll make a loud noise and sparks will fly, but it's actually not very effective.
And he says the stakes are too high in the ongoing fight against terrorism to take any gambles. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.